Roundtable Racers. It is October 5th, and that means only one thing. My birthday is coming up 11 days, so we have shopping days left. It's October 16th. So call me, I have a list, no problem.
Get him some
I got enough. My name's Tim Back, and sitting next to me is the one, the only, my best friend of 24 years now,
Warren Brissett.
There you go, very well. That's good. Pronunciation is perfect. Like you're not even from.
I didn't pregame too much.
Too much is the key word this time. Appreciate you being on. Why do we have a bucket of beer up there, Warren?
We have a bucket of beer up there because this is Pub Table Racers. We like to sit around, drink beer, and talk about racing and
have
talk
a good
to unsung heroes,
exactly.
I like to call.
Right.
And it's Miller High Life because
my koozie.
Bobby Allison.
That's right, our buddy Bob.
You know, I can go get a koozie.
You can go get one. It's your house. We're coming to you live from the Rapid Removal Studios. Our sponsor, Darren Russell, we thank him. If you want a 20-yard container, check him out. Look up Darren on Facebook. And he doesn't have a page yet for his business. And what's his deal?
Your shit is his bread and butter.
Because he'll remove your debris, construction stuff, anything, you just get rid of it. He's the guy. Also, we want to thank RacingJunk.com. Buy, sell, trade. A lot of great stuff there. If it's got wheels, they have it. It's
wheels, skis.
They do a good job of promoting this on their website.
Four-wheelers.
With 1.2 million followers.
Everything.
Yeah. I didn't drink to your toast. Though,
drink. Cheers.
That tastes almost as good as another Buffalo Bills shutout.
I don't know what a Buffalo Bills shout-out is.
You will later this year.
I doubt it.
Okay. All right, and another sponsor. We have the removal. Oh, the garage shop. Yes.
Garage shop, yeah. Aaron, funny. He was just on last week.
A lot of cool stuff going on there. Past week, I got to go to Delaware. Labware's are kind of
mansion,
our backer there.
To the mansion.
I stayed at a place called Oberod, built 1937. Got to be around some cool cars, so. A lot of good things coming out there. Oh, I'm at the garage shop today. I walk in, boom, there's Daryl Walter. Hey, Daryl.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. You never knew you were finding me.
Perfect.
I love it. All right. Let's talk about tonight. Our guests are Lisa and Craig Smokestad. Great people. They've been NASCAR team members for opposite teams for many years. So we're going to find out what it's like and what maybe some Sunday evening or Monday night dinner conversations might be like when one, you know, beats the other.
We'll 20 plus up. Years in the sport together.
Exactly. Lisa's been at the same team since 1999.
Yeah.
I wasn't even here yet. I started here in 2000.
I just got here.
You just got here. Yeah. Imagine that. One team all that time. That means she's really good at what she does. She is the lead tire specialist. And her husband, Craig, from Stewart House Racing, we'll have him on. But first, let's get to the news.
Let's get to the news.
First of all, John West Townley. We know you've heard about it. We send our condolences to him and his family. Weird situation down there in Georgia. But,
right.
God bless. He was still one of our drivers, and we worked with him for a little bit there at RCR. But
yeah.
Our condolences to the family and friends. What else do we have? Oh, Phoenix International Raceway.
I got other things. Go ahead.
Real quick, it's sold out already.
Great.
Season finale. So that bodes well.
It's not like Mental Awareness Week or anything like
no,
that.
It's you know what? Stop.
Okay.
God. And that's how the show ended. Thrown off the air again.
I know. That.
But anyhow, so I thought it's pretty cool. It's
innuendo, that's called.
Stop it! Phoenix, focus on me.
All right, Phoenix.
Sold out.
Great.
Sold out. Way ahead of
the
time.
The finale.
That's a good sign. I like that. It's good. That's all we got for the news. Let's talk about Talladega. Truck race, first time winner, Tate Fogelman.
All first time winners.
All. First time in NASCAR history.
Okay.
Think about that. Well, that's pretty
so
big.
Here's what we say about that place, though. And, you know, I said this on our show. If you're not on fire and upside down and in the fence, you can win the thing. Period.
Right. And they were actually.
You got to remember, I worked for Michael Waltrip, and I think he's won there twice or three times, whatever
twice.
It was. And
twice there,
it's the
twice
only place he's ever won that in
sure.
Daytona. So,
exactly.
I mean, it's not that. I shouldn't say it's not that hard, but it's.
If you have to be there at the end.
Yeah. You got to be in one piece.
Tate was sideways at the end. Yeah, came across the line. Hey, congrats to you, Tate, first time winner. Then Saturday. I love this one. Brandon Brown.
Yeah.
Self family team.
Let's go, Brandon.
They were cheering for me at the end. Let's go, Brandon. I thought that was great.
Where are you saying that?
Kelly Stavassi, whatever she did there, she covered it. I was like, oh, Kelly, that's not what they're saying. But anyway.
My kid said that. Dad, that's not what they're saying. I'm like, okay.
I'm like,
good.
That's not what they're saying. But that's okay. But no, what a great win. You know,
it's awesome for those people.
Yes, because it's great. I love the enthusiasm. That kid's been working so hard. And a family team. So cheers to you, Brandon.
Cheers.
I will drink that one. Mm.
And I got to, I'll go on to Bubba real quick. Because there's
some negative. We're done with Xfinity. Let's go.
Yeah, there's some negative stuff about it. And it kind of, it bothered me a little bit. Because here's what I'm going to say. He was in the lead.
Yep.
He was leading the race.
Yep.
The car was very fast. That's a Joe Gibbs race car. I don't care what anybody says. That's a fully blown Toyota race car. And he was fast. He was leading. He was where he needed to be at the right time. There was nothing swayed about that.
No.
And they waited. I mean, when it started raining, I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
When I got home, that I'm 15 minutes away, they hadn't called it yet.
Right.
I turned the TV on, they just called it. So it isn't like they just, oh, it's raining, call the race, Bubba wins, we're done, everybody load up. No,
it was
as fair and square as anybody's won in the rain before.
Right.
Let me tell you that.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Both experienced something in the race 2003.
With a good friend of ours, Slugger.
Slugger and Michael Waltrip, the 2003 Daytona 500.
Yeah.
We, Slugger,
in the rain.
Out, sitting in the portage on in the rain.
Yeah.
Are we turning in our 500 rings?
No.
Hell no, I'm keeping the
same. There's a lot of them that have lobsters from winning in the rain up there. So.
Exactly. Kansas won the 500 the same way.
Yeah.
So guess what? It is what it is, kids. If you don't like it's Bubba, then you're just a jackass. Guess what?
Right.
He won it, he done it. And that's it.
Car was fast.
Here's something for you, though. I looked up a stat, because that's what we do, because I'm a geek. Of the last six, since Bubba finished second in the Daytona 500, he has gained more points than any Cup driver on the plate races combined. So it's not like he just stumbled in like, oh, hey, what's this plate race?
He's okay at it.
So, Bubba, congratulations to you and all our friends. Ed Watkins, we had him on
there.
So all those guys.
A lot of good guys over there don't take nothing away.
And that was the first win since 1994 or 2000, whatever. Whatever it was, a long time for McDonald's. So good for them.
94, I
94,
that, yeah.
They, everyone was McHappy about that.
Probably with Sadler or something.
You know, it was Jimmy Spencer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, going way back.
Jimmy could eat some Big Macs, I bet you.
He probably did. Yeah, he'll save money off
everything. Wait a minute.
Is this my summer one?
I'll have a Big Mac.
Is this my summer cut or is this my winter
cut? Adjusted here.
I'm going to get a haircut. Here, bring it back when you're done with it. That's cool. Well, I guess he's off the guest list.
Take his helmet off.
I'll just have a beer.
All right, should we bring him up?
Anyhow, so all you detractors, NASCAR, I'm not watching. Too bad, so sad. He won. All
right,
that's it. Congrats to the whole team. And, you know, for Denny Hamlin, Michael Jordan, that's good,
too.
That
was great, yeah.
DoorDash, all the people that jumped on. So that's it. Let's do it. Okay, our guest tonight, we are very, very happy to have him on, very honored. They are a husband and wife team, Lisa and Craig Smokestad. They are from Minnesota. They have been around the sport for 30-something years, you guys said?
In racing for 30. Here since
99,
right? Okay. So bring
him up. Let's bring him up. So Craig is he works as a mechanic at Stewart Haas Racing. We work together at Childress.
Yes,
yep. So come on up. Have a seat.
Cheers, Minnesota.
Cheers, Minnesota. They got the Minnesota stuff on. Are you guys good there? And congratulations, the first people to get rid of warrant. Oh, so I don't need. Oh, by the way, before we get started, folks, see these items sitting here in front of us? They're not just decorations, they're merchandise for sale. You can buy them. Buy them for your kids, buy them for people you don't like.
Right.
See, a tumbler's only $20, hats are $20, we have t-shirts, and we have stickers again, too. We got stickers. Everybody likes stickers, right?
I had to get stickers for KB Belmont. He was went racing.
Yeah, went racing.
Had to have some on his car.
Okay, you see this? I don't need the notes for that. There we go. Hey, first of all, cheers. Thanks for being
cheers.
On us.
Thanks for coming. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
I appreciate you. All
right. So let's get it started. Oh, we got a drink. I need to drink my toast.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've all wet our whistles. Yeah, we're good. So first of all, how long have you guys been married?
Shit.
Nope, oh, that's not it.
No, I can't.
Okay,
25, right?
Well, let's go like this. How long have you been together?
28 years
together.
It'll be 28. No, it's longer than that. 32 together.
Okay, so 3 decades.
All right,
so
way pre-COVID.
Yes,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
pre-COVID, pre-everything. Pre-internet, pre-laptops.
Yeah.
Right, so who was you both in racing in Minnesota? Or?
No, just I was.
Okay, and how did you get your start?
My dad was a racer his whole life. Mm-hmm. We were family race, quarter midgets, and ASA cars and local late models and stuff like that.
Did you drive, or did you just work on
them? I just worked on them.
Never wanted to drive?
I did, but it cost too much money. My brother didn't care about the dollar back then.
Right?
I did.
Okay, got it. All right, so it was a local family team.
Yep.
Okay. You did good with it, I tell you?
Yeah, we had good success with it.
Very good.
Yep.
And yourself?
So I went to the races. Like, there's a local track in my town, Raceway Park in Shakopee. It's no longer around. But I actually worked there, and then home from college. Actually, it was just a weekend job that we used to support our gymnastics team is how I started. And then I realized I could work Saturdays and Sundays when I was home from college the first year, and that's when I met Craig.
So what were you doing at the track?
Yeah.
At the race.
Yes, I met him.
What were you doing?
I was not the weenie queen, but I did work in the hot dog stand. Okay.
Wow. I didn't even know where to go with that one. I knew where I could have, but I didn't.
Right.
So you were working in the concession stand.
Yes.
We just say that.
Yeah. For a really long time, we weren't supposed to say that ever,
okay,
but now, like, whatever.
My first job ever was working the concession stand at the racetrack in Buffalo, so I hear you.
Yeah, and I saw Craig.
You saw Craig. And
were you guys like, this is pretty fresh out of high school, probably?
Yeah, first year. We were 19.
19?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. So you saw him and went, ooh, that's my guy?
Was it
I
drinking
did.
Age?
I said,
seriously?
I said, that guy's going to father my children someday.
Drinking age was probably 19 in Minnesota, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it was 21. No, but she worked the pit concession stand. So
okay.
Oh, okay. In the pit.
Oh, we're all the driver.
Right.
So of all those drivers and crew guys, you were the one.
Yeah.
And when you saw her, you thought, oh, my God, she's pouring my hot dog again.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, she was good. Okay. You know, I could, huh?
Anyhow,
anyway,
maybe she gave you a little extra, right?
Here, extra ketchup.
I got
here's
my
some free fries.
He's got my change. Did you get your change back now?
No.
That's perfect. James Bender says hello, sis and bro.
Oh, yay.
Hey, Bender.
That's it.
Hey, bro.
People are making comments in here. Just Packers versus Viking. Steve Krohn. How many cases of beer are you up to? 20 plus?
Kroner.
18 Kroner, but thanks for asking.
Yes.
All right, so when did the transition happen for you to come down here? Real quick, I'm going to bet it wasn't you applied at Charlotte Motor Speedway to work in concession.
No.
Okay, that was my first choice.
So I was in college. I have a degree in psychology is where it really started. And then Craig's team, his friend couldn't show up to one of, like, you know, I'd go to we started racing lacrosse and I was just like, whatever, kind of helped out. Well, his friend couldn't come. Yep. Good old Cheesehead. And he was a tire specialist and Craig's like, oh, you can do it. And I'm like, I have no idea what, but up until then I was like doing the math for him. Like
on the tires,
yeah, for stagger.
For stagger,
yes. So I kind of had the Warned idea.
We're gonna start. There's gonna be a lot of yas and yas and
yeah,
yas coming in here, just so you're aware of that, because you already got me going. I just caught myself twice going, yeah.
You bring it out, hey,
stagger, yeah.
It's all good. All right, so
that I filled in, and that's where it started. So it wasn't really
we won that night.
Yeah.
So there's so been the tire person ever since.
Tire specialist.
And then, so then we went into your ASA racing up in Brainerd.
The driver.
My brother was a driver.
Okay,
And whole family operation. So Doug, like, so his dad and brother really, like, let me do it.
Okay.
Think about it. Like, I mean, I was free help, don't get me wrong. Kind of free. But that's
free.
Yes, it did not work out that way. But that's what we were racing up in Brainerd, and Schrader was there.
Okay.
And I started kind of hanging out. We were parked next to him and started hanging out with them. Turn six.
To this day, if you tell Ed Schrader if he's ever been to turn six at Brainerd,
he'll know exactly what you're talking about.
He'll say never again.
Okay. It was fun. A lot of our friends were up there, and that's kind of the start of it. He said, I don't know. That's where Craig comes in. I don't know what he
drinking beer, and he says, you ever want to come south? You know,
You don't tell someone that. You know, you don't joke around about
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah. So Schrader's running his own deal. Was he already done with Hendrick at this
yes,
point?
He, yes, he was, I think he was the skull car at the time with Petrie.
Yeah,
okay.
So we
you got a good Schrader story that you can tell us?
They're all good. Right?
They're all good.
They're all good. That you can tell publicly.
We'll see. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Well, how many guys do you know that are missing digits that are some of your best friends? Almost all of them, right?
I mean,
you got Slugger, you got Trader, you got Todd Berry. It's all like, you know.
Yeah, I was close.
But all the great ones are missing a couple of... We're pitting for four. Pat Bender always tells that story about right. What is that, 3 1/4?
Bender.
So
okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. The transition, so he said that to you? He said that to me,
so we finished out the season ASA race, and our last race was in Jennerstown, Pennsylvania. I think at the end of 95. And we're loading the hauler after the race, and Scott Hansen pulls up in a rental car. He's like, hey, you want to go south, go get a job, go racing? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to go work for Schrader, drive for Schrader.
Hansen was.
Yeah.
And I says, well, hang on a minute. So I go to my dad, I'm like, hey, can you take the hauler home?
He's like, this happened at the track?
Yeah, like right after the race. Okay. He says, why would I drive the hauler home?
Right.
I says, because I'm going south. I'm going to go get a job with Schrader.
And he said,
go for it.
Good, all right.
Because you pretty much had a suitcase then.
Yeah, this is a duffel bag and... Came down here, shook a hand for $300 a week, and
what year is that about?
95.
Okay, really? I think he moved to 96.
Yeah, okay, so and you were happy about that $300.
Oh yeah,
so you thought it was great,
yeah,
right?
Then, yeah, that ain't bad money back then for a 20-year-old kid, right? Or 19.
Yeah.
So
you came down as a mechanic. Okay,
and then came down, made the deal, went home, and came back in the beginning of 96.
Okay,
you know. Just after the holidays and stuff. And
started ASA racing. He had an ASA team right there.
Yeah, all right.
So then I would just fly.
Okay.
I still was up.
Schrader had an ASA team, and Scotty was driving for him. Okay.
That's when Mike Wallace was driving the truck.
Okay.
The Oakwood Homes truck.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Oakwood Homes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a memory. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mike tunes in once in a while, and he's really, really, really bored.
That's cool.
Really, really, really bored.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, so then you came down, and you were flying... Down here
races.
Or to the races?
To the races.
Were you still...
I'd usually fly here and then because we had to drive everywhere, so.
And you, were you doing tires still or were you?
Yes.
You still
tires I did, so that's where I started. That was the first time, I remember the first time he paid me and I'm like, what? You paid to do this? No.
All right, so let me go back. So you're talking the 90s. So as a female doing, as a tire specialist, I'm sure there was a lot of looks like, what's she doing?
So I don't think so. ASA was a little more family oriented.
A little more laid back.
Yeah,
right?
And there's a lot, you know.
Not
a
as
lot
stuffy,
of,
not as.
Totally.
Like,
a lot of support. Like, you know, like somebody back from Minnesota named Truck helped me out. Like showed me the ropes from right there. And then it was, that was more family oriented. Yeah. Now it was competitive, like and on televised, which was pretty amazing from back then. But so that wasn't, it was the following year when. So we did that ASA for a year, and then Craig went truck racing, and they already had a tire specialist for that. So then I was sad. I mean, understand.
You're kind of out.
Totally, but I understood why. Like, it made sense. So I guess what am I going to do? All I could think of is driving the Napa truck with the hat on it. I'm like, I'm going to be driving the truck.
Parts?
Not that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that, like, going from, you know, that exciting.
You went from being a racer
to
now I'm out. Now I got to go get a normal job.
Yep.
And we all know how that's
It's scary.
Not good.
Yeah, so I sent resumes.
It sucks, so you know.
All right.
I talked to Schrader, and he's like, send some resumes out. And I'm like, all right. And he goes, I wouldn't do the big teams, though. Now, this is, again, 98, 99. And he's like, because they're not going to hire a girl. And I'm like, okay. Like, and really, I mean, it made sense. It wasn't, like, anything hurtful. But so I sent out resumes to everyone and got picked up by Ryan McGlynn, the 00 out of Pennsylvania. And he said I was his So I was his consultant for 3 races. He said, we'll bring you to 3 races. And it was like Portland and Washington.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it was so great.
It was good.
Did you have to drive out to them?
No, I flew.
Thank God.
And
I did.
The nicest
You had it coming.
Yes.
Wow. Packer fans.
I think it was Washington or Portland. I can't remember.
Washington.
I think it was Washington because you pitted, like you didn't really pit there. And Jack Sprague came over to me and he goes, "Hey, chick," and some other things. And he's like, "I heard you need a job." And I'm like, "Yeah."
He's running a 24 truck.
Okay. Yeah, right.
The truck series,
old truck was
that
Mike Wallace.
Well, Hanson was driving it.
Okay.
HMS.
Jack Sprague's in the Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah. 24 truck.
So you were already at the trucks and you were coming down with the other guy.
Yeah. Doing the double zero.
So it started working for another team, opposite teams. Go ahead.
Yes.
Got it. So Sprague comes up
and he said, "Hey, chick, you need a job?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Like, and then he goes, "Well, I'm going to go talk to Dennis. Meet me in the holler in 30 minutes. And I like run to Craig and I'm like, "Holy shit." There it was. I'm
getting a better job than you.
I'm like,
"No," she's like, "What do I do?" I says, "You get your ass in that holler in 30 minutes."
I was like, And I met with Dennis, who was like,
Dennis Connor. Thank you. So people know.
Crew chief.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, good man. Pretty renowned guy.
Yeah. Great man. And he said, our tire specialist is going to go on maternity leave, like with his wife. He said, "So we'd like to have a backup."
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I thought you were the first. I think you're a groundbreaker. Like, oh no,
Stop. He was going to, so I just went and helped him. And like, that's where it started. Like with Jack.
Wow. At Hendrick in 99.
Yeah, in 99.
Yep. Real quick, two-time NASCAR champion, Johnny Benson has joined us. He says, hey, Craig and Lisa, ASA days were awesome.
Like, truly.
Thank you,
Johnny. He's part of the family.
Yeah.
Johnny's a great guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Yep.
Yes. He has been on here more than anybody.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny Carson had his most guests.
He's our Johnny
Carson. He's our big guest for Johnny Carson. Okay, so you're there. Now you're working on a NASCAR team. Back up. What are the people back home saying? Like, oh, Craig, you're working with Hendrick.
So I don't know. I don't know that I ever, you know, like.
It was never a big deal?
No, I mean, I guess my first high school reunion, it was like, what do you do? Like, you know, like
they
50%
didn't know.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Think of how many people don't know what we really do.
Yeah. Right.
You got a psychology degree and you check air pressure?
Right.
Well, that's what she can do with you.
Well, I mean, yes.
Yeah, right.
I got, now that you brought up, because I've
checked my air pressure.
As a psychologist, you are actually probably thinking, like, everyone you're dealing with, you kind of like analyzing all the personalities.
Yeah, do you ever get any,
well,
like, wow, that guy's a whack
really,
job.
Like, when we were truck and bush racing at HMS, the guys were in her office all the time.
Yeah, I think.
I mean.
For advice?
They leaned on her quite, knowing that she had that degree.
Okay.
You know, I think that's probably why.
Okay.
like
jeez, Lucy. Mom was so mean to me.
10 cents. 10 cents.
Like, she should have
put a dollar in a jar.
She should have had a dollar. That's where we screwed up.
It's just interesting because, I mean, you know, you're thinking beyond, you know, we just start having conversations and you're like analyzing the conversations.
I think that's why I survived
right?
in this sport. I mean, obviously now it's evolved and like you had Liz on.
Right.
And there's definitely more female presence,
but you've had to deal with a lot of men, and you know that from the time you got in, you know, none of us are at that point in time were very savvy, I'll say, about how we should act.
Right. But I don't think was either. I mean,
but you could apparently you could take it or you could dish it back out.
That's probably it.
You know what I mean? Or straighten someone out because, you know, I mean, you know. We all know sitting here that this is a pretty rough deal.
Sure.
Well, I think I knew from the start that we're totally different. Like you said, I came in and realized right from the start the way I think and the way that you three think is not even the same page.
Right.
Which is totally fine. There's zero wrong with that.
Right.
And I think that's probably why I lived through it because I was like, whatever.
Well, and that's good. But yeah. 99, I remember when I first got into sport, I was like, oh, female tire specialist. That's cool. But I never really got to know you because we never worked the same team.
Yeah.
I know about this much about tires. I learned by accident, but
you know they're round.
They're round and the air and
hopefully
the good air on the side. Yeah, little weights on the side. I got thanks. Mechanical is not my thing, but you guys all know that. But I thought it was great. And when I spread the other day, 99, I was like, my gosh, that's longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So your work. When did you went to work at Hendrick then too, or
2000?
Yeah. So we got Lisa in.
Yep.
We gotta get us up to speed on where you are, from when she started now to where did you go?
She went to 99 to Hendrick.
Yep.
And I stayed with Hanson at the end of 99, or 99, went to Franklin, Wisconsin to work for Donnie Finetti.
Okay.
To drive ASA.
Okay. That's Finetti, that was the ASA crowd, the Gunnerman, yep, Finetti.
Gunnerman, that group, yep.
Yep, was who's Musgrave, maybe?
Musgrave drove for Gunnerman.
Yes. For Jerry, yeah, yep. Okay. My and, kind of guy, my guys.
Yep.
So then I finished that season out and came back a little bit early, actually, and went to work for Schrader.
Okay.
On the side, build him an All-Pro car to take the Copper Classic, looking for a job. Happened to be sitting at home one day. Dennis Connor called the house when they were all at Darlington. And he's like, hey, this is Dennis Connor. You know, somebody here says you're a pretty good mechanic. And I'm like, really?
Pretty good? That's what you gave me? Right. That was my grade? No. Pretty good?
I'll be honest with you. I had nothing to do with it. So, Dennis right. pulled me into the office after he hired him at Gordon Everham.
Okay.
He came to me and said, hey, I got to go over something with you. And he said, I talked to someone you might know. And I'm like, I thought I was in trouble. I was very intimidated. He was a very intimidating man. And he said, he's like, well, and he goes, I just need to make sure it's all right with you. And I'm like, I don't really think I'm qualified to make that decision. Shoot. Like, you know, right. mechanic wise. He goes, we're going to have a car chief, you know, for Ricky. And I'm like, again, I don't know anyone. And he goes, well, I think you know this guy. And he's like, we're going to offer it to Craig, but I wanted to make sure, like, you know, he'll be on a different team, but be here. And I was like, yes. Like,
I just assumed for 25 years it was her that put my
name
in.
No, I didn't do that.
In front of now?
Right.
Oh, see, there's revelations going on here.
That is true. That's how it's going.
Okay. Nothing.
So anyway.
See what you learn here on Pub Table Races?
It's a big thing.
So give her another beer.
We're going to learn. We're going to learn more. And the divorce attorney's right around the corner.
So anyway, he says, can you come to Darlington tomorrow morning? I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's where it started.
Now, where were you guys living here?
In Kannapolis.
Okay. Got it.
Yep.
Married yet or when?
Yeah.
We were married then,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we married before we moved here.
Okay. That was, we forgot. 93? We skipped that minor
yeah.
detail.
Yeah, 93 yeah. we right. married, okay. yes.
Very good. By the way, Jeff Miles says,
oh, yay. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
won.
Good job, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. right. That's right. Congrats. Great couple. Bar in Milwaukee was the best, right, Craig?
Yep.
Rebels.
No. Yeah. Yesteryears.
Yesteryears.
Oh, I went there. I went there with Bogle.
Oh, Karen. You remember Karen?
I remember going there. Yeah.
So my wife and Karen were friends.
She okay. just, your wife just said, what bar was that? So, I went there with Pickle. Holy.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Man, Rusty would go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Rusty Karen had a lot of friends.
It was usually pretty rough leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
easy. If you weren't weaving, you weren't leaving.
Right. I forgot where my hotel was. I was like, right. Oh, this is bad. I don't even know where I am. Yeah. So, anyhow, go ahead. All right, so you went to work in Hendrickson.
Yep, yep. I was Little Ricky's car chief, truck chief.
Little Ricky Hendrick, we're talking
yep.
about.
Yep, yep. So
what was he like?
He was flipping amazing.
Yeah.
He's a great kid.
You can just amazing.
Yeah.
He cared about people.
Yes.
And he cared about everything. And yep. you know, if you had a question for him, he'd always tell me like, I might not get you the answer you want.
Right.
But I'll get you an answer. I said, that's all I care about.
Right.
Just get an answer. I can put it to bed then.
I ran into him one night when I was still writer NASCAR.com at Vinny's when we used to have Dollar Beer Night there. And he bought me a beer and he goes, like, what's this for? He says, I just want to thank you for something. What? He goes, thanks for not being a jackass like some of these other media people. I'm like, what's that supposed to mean? He goes, no, seriously, like, you're not out to get us. I said, no, because I come from you.
Yes.
And I share my background with him. And ever since then, he was like we see him on the boat. And he's always going, like, oh, who's yeah. that? I go, that's Ricky Hendrick. And like, Rick's son? I go, yeah. He goes, he seems pretty cool. Of course, he's in this big,
big old,
he bought me a beer in Vinny's too once. And I said, what's that for? He says, because I feel like one more and you've had a case. Let's make that 24. No.
But he did have a nice scare with two 800 horse cut motors.
Really?
Yeah. He'd take that to Cocktail Cove and I'd be on my little trailer park pontoon. I'm like, hey man, how are you? I'm like, hey, it is what it is.
Yep.
All right, so progressing from there, you're still in the truck series?
Yeah. Okay. So he was on Ricky's truck and I was on Jack's. Yep. And that was back when Mr. Hendrick came up with the one team racing two vehicles. So Dennis really ran with that. So we were basically like, we'd even oftentimes all ride in the same van.
Mm-hmm.
Like both teams, if one won, everybody went to Victory Lane. It really was. He really innovated. I didn't, I mean, it's still harder to do in the cup level, obviously, because of the competition.
Sure. Yeah.
But it was the basis
for pushed
what?
He pushed the, we're going to work together.
Yeah. And Dennis really ran, Dennis like owned that. Like he did a great job with that back in the day. So then we were, then after the, so 2002 was when Ricky got hurt. Mm-hmm. So that's when I was on Jack's Busch team and he was on Ricky's Busch team that became, you know, like that was when
David Green and drove it first.
Hornaday.
Hornaday drove it some.
Yeah. Yep. And so, and then the next year we were on the same team for Busch Racing with Brian Vickers. We were both on the same team.
Michael Bama Williams says, Craig, why is Michigan shaped like a glove?
So they slap you.
Just want to make sure. Hey, look at these people ask questions and comments.
Bama's a truck driver by me, by the way. Yes. He loves the show. He watches it all the time.
Yeah. We have
Good job, Bama.
Viewers, if he wasn't so far away, we'd get him on.
All right. So as you're progressing now, you guys are working together. What's that like at home? Like, what's that like when, you know, are the conversations all about work, or do you have life things going on?
So, like, we were.
Do you let it go when you get home?
I think because we were like two totally different roles.
Yeah.
And then we are younger. Mm-hmm. Traveling, you know, like it was just so much fun back in the day. Like,
oh yeah,
totally.
You had like so much of it was like our Busch and Busch teams isn't, you know, like you're a lot more closer, and we had a great Busch team too.
Right.
Yeah.
So we, and then you got to travel, like we saw like Elvis's house, and you know, like
you're younger, and you've never seen the United States,
and
now you're getting to do all of this
together.
Yeah, and in different vans.
Yeah.
Like we didn't run in the same van. Like a lot of people didn't know we were married until
most people.
Not because we didn't like each other, but because. And then I have a huge respect for his position. Like I thought he worked the crowd. You got to figure, like we had just an odd group. Mm-hmm. Like he had a female tire specialist who happened to be his wife too, and then he had, you know, just a whole bunch of different characters on this Busch team, and I thought he handled it so well. So
there's a lot of characters.
You're the one with the degree in psychology.
Yeah.
And you're the street smart.
He did. I mean, there was nothing, and then it was real good for me because I could ask more. Sure. Like, I would know, like, setup-wise, I'm like, all right, what are we doing here? So, tire-wise, I felt like I was on top of my game.
Yeah.
Like, it really...
So you guys guys fed off each other on that stuff?
I mean, I don't know how he felt about me, but I felt like I was like that. I mean, he's one of the, one of the better car chiefs I've worked with.
There ain't nobody who'll doubt that.
Yeah.
Like, I worked with him for a long time.
A lot of compliments.
I was probably harder on her than anybody.
As he should have been.
Like,
I mean,
you know, like, we got to have this stuff.
Right.
We got to go.
And it wasn't a joking thing then. It was like a respect thing where I was like, I'm not going to, like, that much.
So I have a question that just jumped in my brain. You just said a lot of people didn't really know you were married. And I'm just going to ask, because she's a very attractive woman, what if someone said, man, your tire special is hot? Your answer is?
Go for it.
Oh, shut up!
Good luck.
Okay, all right.
I would never. I mean, no. I would say. I would say. Thank you. Yes, she is.
Right.
And you leave it at that.
She's got a degree in sociology. Yeah. You ain't getting nothing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I would have said. Yeah, don't worry. I'll tell her. I will tell her breakfast tomorrow.
When you go back to the room tonight after I buy her dinner, I'll let her know.
You know, because like, aren't you like you know, she would go out with the team, some of the team guys.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't much of a go to the bar person early or ever.
Yeah. Right away.
But I was like a get back to the hotel, leave the van door open, and bench race for a while.
Yeah,
that's always the best.
Beers, yeah. Where, you know, she'd go.
We
clean
did that
up
a lot.
And
hotel
and
party.
And we had a few guys that would like to go to the bar and stuff, so she'd go with them. And then
it was easier for us to stay in our dirty clothes, go back to the hotel, sit in the parking lot,
get fast food,
and go to bed.
Yeah. Garbage.
You know, some people don't get this. You're working your guts out.
Oh, that's
a long day, man. Those are long days. Those are long days, and you're dirty, you're filthy. You want to have you're going to have a half a dozen beers or more, and you're going to get in the shower, and then you're going to hit the pillow.
Yeah,
boom, done.
Yeah. Tom Beatty, our number one fan, she talked about Graceland. He says, Lisa, stop by Tim's house. You'll see where Elvis lives now.
Oh.
I have a 6-foot Elvis statue.
Awesome.
It's fabulous.
Yes, gifted by Ron Hornig. So yeah, just
being awesome.
Yeah, people come over there and well, I got, don't worry about it. It goes good.
All right. Let's get up to speed.
Okay, let's get up to speed. So you guys are working together.
And goes from truck racing to
Bush.
And then 2005, Craig moved into the Cup Series.
Yeah, with the Kellogg's car.
Kyle Busch and Alan Gustafson. And I was still in the Busch Series.
We won the Busch Championship.
At Hendrick.
With Vickers, though.
We can't forget that.
We won the 03.
You're still at Hendrick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So you have championships with Jack?
We're
both pretty fortunate with the championship rings and championships.
But so tell us, brag about it.
I mean, it's hard. It's I don't like. It's weird to talk about.
I mean, you can. This is what the show's about.
But, exactly. You people back there want to know.
But, yeah.
You know, we've got. I don't know. You've got three with Jack.
Two with Jack.
Two with Jack. I got one with Jack. Two kind of.
Okay.
Because I was his Jack man, but I was Ricky's truck chief.
99 now I got.
You're a wall guy too.
Right. Yep.
And then, so then Busch?
Got the 03 Busch ring.
With Brian Vickers.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then I got the 2009 Cup ring with Jimmy Johnson.
I did also.
But I was actually on
that. But anyway, so bottom line is like I say to people, say I really would like to earn it 100%.
Sure. Be on the team, connected.
In the trenches.
Yeah.
But Rick, the stuff that we did,
yep.
it was 07 is the one I got. And, you know, I'd gone to Red Bull in 07.
Right.
And we were at Bristol, and Ken House called me over to the 48 trailer. I'm like, wow, what's this all about? And I walk in, he says, here, Rick wanted you to have this.
Wow.
Because there was some certain things that went on in 07 that I was involved with.
Right.
That Rick obviously noticed, or somebody did, and he gave me a 48 ring.
How did that feel?
Dude, it blows me away today.
Yeah.
What's it like to hold that in your hand?
It's unbelievable.
You're heavy.
Okay, so I got... go ahead.
I only got one.
That's one more thing. We're
fortunate enough to work at HMS.
Right.
We took care of the 100th win ring.
Yep.
I think you got the 200th win ring.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, we work at DEI. We're still waiting for two rings from 04 and 05. For Truex's
team. I'm not. That ship sailed.
No.
Let it go, man.
No.
Let it go.
I know. I'm just saying. No, I want them.
Right. All right.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Probably on eBay.
So anyway.
They were never made.
Fortunate. Very fortunate.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's got to be pretty cool. I mean, you two, you work in the sport. You spend a lot of time. And now you're working at a different team now.
Correct.
All right. And you're with Hendrick.
Yep.
I mean, you were the queen of the tire pile. Is that what they call it, the tire pile?
I think so, yeah.
Liz was on here and she said, oh, yeah, she was the queen of the tire pile. I'm like, what do you mean the tire pile? Yeah, that's what we call the people that work in tire schools. Well, I said, okay. And that had to be pretty cool that you were the, I mean,
well,
you're the,
I don't
of the
know
lead
that
tire
I knew
person.
That.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, you say it like this, you're the first and top female of that.
But of that.
Job description.
Right. I don't think we ever talk about it though. I just did it.
Right.
It wasn't like
no one ever really did. It's been like, oh, there's Lisa. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. It was just what.
You know,
was.
I didn't even know your name at first when I first started. I'm like, look, there's a girl running them tires. And someone said, she don't just run them. She does the
She's
whole
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, good for her.
Yeah.
Lopes.
Oh, yeah.
Lay off the cheeseburger. She's got you beat.
Well, yeah, he's back. He's on the bicycle. He's
I know. I'm funning with him. I hope he heard that.
His name is Tire God Lopes or whatever. Yeah. Like, okay, he enjoyed his king of the tire pile.
I love working with him.
Bender says he would work next to Lisa or Craig any day of the week. Great people and coworkers and workers. Obviously,
I love him.
Thank you, Bender.
So now, when you work for different teams, so right now you're with Stuart Haas.
Yep.
Okay, and your role there is.
Chop mechanic for the 41 car.
Do you travel?
Once in a while.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you.
We sometimes. Tried to have a beer together. It didn't work out. It was late.
Was
late.
That Daytona?
Yeah. The test.
Oh, at the test. Got it. We worked together at RCR for a while.
Yep.
What's it like when you guys were on the same team, both traveling? What were the conversations like if one did good, one did better, one One didn't. One had
was
a terrible
day. Was there any of that?
Yeah. Was there days like you now? Took each other out?
I mean, back in the day, I'd throw some once in a while, just like we kicked your ass today or something.
Yeah.
You know, I leave
just
it at that.
You
know,
that
but it doesn't.
No,
happen.
Not all our life we get to kick your ass.
I mean, no. Last year he won all the time. It's a different.
Sure.
Like
yes,
we
yeah.
definitely don't now that you know we're both like he was in the Busch Series before and I was still in the Cup Series, so that wasn't we could talk, but we don't right. talk. About technical things.
No, you can't.
Dude,
no.
And I think we're more excited. Like last year, you know, you guys were winning all the time
right.
at the beginning
right.
of the year. That like I think it's more like a pride thing where I'm
right.
excited for him.
Good.
Frustrated for me.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong, because I have to work on weekends too. So it's a little frustrating. But at least we get. I mean, we got double the chance to win. Like
right.
every weekend, I want him to finish fifth through ninth.
Right.
I mean,
you know.
We
got.
Me too. I want you to finish about the same
time. I want a job on a team, so I don't get this conversation.
But we both have 8 chances for a bonus every week.
Right.
Right.
Okay, well, that's good.
So, I mean, which is cool. I mean, it's
all right.
another fortunate thing.
Speaking of Mike Wallace, told you, sometimes he gets bored. This is the fan club calling in. Hey, hold our call.
So that slugger, he wants to know why he left the notebook on top of the car.
We're
going to
get to that in a minute. Mike Wallace says, great people, Tom, hello. You just did.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Steven Gonzalez says, Craig, you never worry about notebooks in the shop.
So,
all right. So we have a question that came in from Slugger.
Oh, of course.
Who's Slugger?
Slugger, your neighbor, Lobby?
Right.
Oh, is that? All right.
So he said, Lisa.
Apparently you were in his van.
Lisa, he wanted to know how the night out on last Wednesday with the neighborhood people.
You know, I don't think I was there.
Okay, sorry, Slugger.
Were you there?
We said we wouldn't put anybody on the spot.
We were kind of there, but we did a little bourbon tasting. And I'll just tell anybody, do not go bourbon tasting on a Wednesday night.
If you're going to add craft beer and a glass of wine.
Ooh.
At my age, you should never.
I wouldn't go bourbon tasting, period.
So, by the way, we're on YouTube, but there's only one person watching right now. We'll splice them and make it good.
Did
all right.
Slugger leave?
Slugger did it.
You did it.
Slugger.
I was
going to
say,
that's
pretty good shot.
See the cursor? Just back me up. Slugger's.
Yeah.
The cursor's way over there.
The minute he sent that.
Yeah, that was it. All right.
Why is he so mean?
He didn't send anything. Because it's Slugger. So when we left, you all went on a good time on Wednesday. All right. We'll let you off the hook at that.
Where were we?
There's another question about you and ankle weights when cleaning. Do you want to clarify that or no?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. All right.
Pumps?
I don't
know. Don't have to wear pumps or anything.
All right. Okay, I was asked to ask these questions.
I think he's jealous because some of us got to clean our own houses.
Now, you're neighbors, though, right? You guys are like real close to each other, aren't you?
Yes.
On the same road or that same dirt road.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay.
I've been on that road to go get crab from him.
Yeah.
Slugger gets a good deal on crab.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And Tommy.
Welcome back, folks. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. It's Facebook's fault. They blew up. The Russians attacked us.
Right.
Our computer got COVID. But good. I think it covered it.
That's good enough for me. Okay. Excuses are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
And we're back. All right. So there is an instance that it's been talked about several times on this show by some of your loving coworkers. One time it was at Bristol.
It was Bristol.
When you were at RCR.
This is
your chance to set the record straight. You're working on the 27 car Paul Menardo.
Yeah.
And you were the car chief at the time?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're the car chief, and your wife was praising you up and down being a car chief. Something happened.
One of the best car chiefs on the planet.
Exactly.
I don't know that I said that.
Okay, no, other go. So was it practice?
It was practice.
Okay, so set the record straight. It's practice, the 27 car. You left something on the hood or the deck lid?
On the deck lid.
On the deck lid.
We came in with normal deal, you know, 2 minutes to go in happy hour. Right rear spring. Got to get her done. So I got my numbers here. Threw the book on the deck lid.
Threw the right rear spring?
Put the spring in.
For people who don't know, this is a big change with probably 5 minutes to go and Slugger barking at you on the radio. This is a high pressure.
Yeah.
This is a very high pressure big change.
Right.
Get it done, and you're probably going to be burned and plowed and You're on pit road. I mean, it's not a good deal.
Oh, and, thank you. Hi, Kim. You know, our business manager helping us out there.
Thank you.
There you go. What, so, did we put him on the bucket? I was putting him on the bucket.
Anyway, you know, I set the book on the deck lid, and there's like, you know, three of us doing the spring change, and
right.
someone standing back behind the car that backs him out in a hurry up, you know. And I get done doing the rounds, I just step back. I'm like, next thing you know, caution's out.
Because, the book.
Yeah. Yeah, Border's running around saying on his radio, get all them papers, get all them papers.
That's after he left RCR, right? Yeah.
No, he was still there.
He was still there.
Okay, got it.
He was so still Craig's there. Notebook is on the deck lid. He could, Paul goes and makes a lap. Everything blows all over the place. All the secret notes that
secret notes,
crew chiefs
right.
and yeah. car chiefs had. And that's the... And we called it the notebook,
okay.
the movie.
Not,
yeah.
But so, TV said it was sluggers because
yeah,
I was
right.
watching.
TV said it was
yes. I was at work and I saw it happen and I went,
after,
that is not at, sluggers notebook.
So that happened.
So you knew it was right away.
Right.
So, nice.
So that happens. That yeah. happens. And then next thing you know, practice over. Normal do up Bristol. You got 3 minutes to get your shit in the trailer
yeah.
because the race is starting.
It's a mess. Spinning,
right?
yeah.
Sluggers like, everybody in the trailer right now.
Wait a minute, what about all the papers strewn all over the place?
Well, I already went and got all those.
Okay, got it.
So now people are tweeting him the book with his picture on it, the notebook.
NASCAR,
he was mad as hell. Which, I get it, you know. It's my screw up,
okay.
but he took the hit for
you
it.
You owned it though, right?
Absolutely.
Slugger's the guy that if you own something,
yeah.
he's good okay. about it. You're like, hey
so,
man, that's on me.
Since
sorry.
You're sitting here, so, your first reaction when you, did you realize the book was on there?
Oh,
when
the, minute, the minute I see the first paper flying.
that's when you found out.
Like, shit.
So
you
book,
said no F-bombs, but I said a lot.
Okay, so they weren't like, they weren't three ring binder clipped in?
It was.
Oh, but they all just tore out of it. Oh,
yeah.
Because he was going so fast.
Oh, because the cars were hitting it.
Yeah. Oh.
They started. Oh.
Yeah, they just started. Yeah.
So the notebook fire. And your
fly,
first.
It got ran over.
Your first reaction.
Looked like
is,
a flock of seagulls got hit.
Your first reaction.
Doll popping.
Your first reaction is. Your first reaction was. Okay, got it. I'm
yeah.
fine. Slugger's reaction was. Not happy.
Yeah.
Paul Menard.
He didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, Paul didn't give a shit again.
And Richard Childress, did he?
He didn't know.
Yeah, he was a.
He had nothing.
Where's Austin?
I wasn't working on it. So he had another minute. All right.
Yeah.
So how much grief did you take for that for how long besides tonight?
Just it's on and off like this.
Okay,
so
sure,
it, was, it really wasn't bad, you know?
But yeah. I feel like Slugger took the hit.
He did.
Yeah. Like,
he
wait,
took
and
the,
he never
Well, he
won.
Took the social hit.
Yeah,
because right.
he never rolled you either. He just laughed. He'd giggle it off, and I'm like, I cannot believe. I
Once
mean,
that
yeah,
day was
you,
over,
but,
he did.
Yes.
Right. So, to
no,
make
he
you,
still gets me every day.
Oh, okay, so someone, Doug Smokestead, he said, Dad's proud of you both.
Oh,
there
yay.
Hey, Dad.
Hey,
glad you
go.
Made it. He's all the way in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Nice.
In Minnesota.
Go Packers.
Minnesota.
Oh. That's how the fight started. James Bender says, we're talking about practice. Dustin Stanley says, stuff happens, especially at Bristol. You're right. All right.
Thanks, Thank Dustin.
Okay. All right. So you guys have been at this. So you have a family now. You have a.
Yes. We have one daughter.
How old?
14. She's very upset. Yeah, she's upset that
yep.
she wasn't invited.
She could have came.
Oh,
she said there's. Well, she's at Topgolf. So
Topgolf.
Jeez, I'm sorry. I didn't get to go to Topgolf.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
You guys could have done it without me.
She was all about it. She goes, well, I'm going too. And I'm like, I don't think you're invited. And then she got this. She's playing golf.
Okay.
And that was their special trip.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She was all about this. She had lots to say, she said. All
right. So she's 14. So what is her take on mom and dad working racing?
Yeah.
So,
and where's she at with all of this?
So 14 is different. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, like...
Let's go back to 5, 6.
Yeah, so she was at the racetrack all the time. Like, Jimmy Bender's parents watched her when she was 6 months old.
Okay.
Like, because I kept, you know, I was supposed to come off the road, but kept getting back on the road.
Sure.
So she's been everywhere.
She says okie-dokie a lot, doesn't she?
Yes.
Okie-dokie, mom.
Yes, yeah, she does. But she's so
she
young.
She doesn't like Miller Lite, though.
Yeah. At 14, we should hope not.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
I hope not. But she, I mean, so it's hard because she just, it was like nothing. Like, I remember she was probably 4 and we were in California to visit our first, like a girl that used to live with us, like we call her our first daughter, and we got in the elevator and Dale Jr. got in the elevator and she looked up and she's like, well, maybe she was 5 or 6. And she looked up and she goes, hey, dude. Like, and no, we like no. get off and we leave and I go, you know who that was? And she goes, yeah, that was one of your drivers. And I'm like, okay.
Like nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, so right. Now I think, I mean, she obviously gets it, but yeah. She's still not, I mean, she's going to probably.
She's not starstruck by it.
Not
because
in
right.
Not
at all. It's easy not to be, right?
She's not overly interested, but she will, because I work at home on weekends, she right. will. She does know what's going on. She'll, you know, like she'll actually ask about it. And
okay, that's
I'm
going
to bring her to the race this weekend.
Good.
She's, mm-hmm. Like I've never been to a race, so I'm kind of excited to watch
her. As a
spectator.
Got
yeah.
it.
Like
very good.
I don't
on
know
the outside of the track.
Yeah, on the outside. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh really?
Never done that. Yeah.
Right, I'm actually going to be inside this weekend.
Taking we'll look for you.
I'm going to see many people I know. Like okay, it'll be like 5 people I still know.
Yeah,
it's
there's a lot. I feel like
yeah.
there's a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going to watch in that chair right
there. Well, I might not stay for the whole race, but I'm going to definitely be down. Just say hey, see what's
right,
going on.
That's good. You
I
do
think
that.
I have to go to the test on Monday.
Matthew, Nate Troop says,
right.
Hey, yo, Craig and Lisa.
What's up, hey. Troop?
Phil Pott, former guest, says,
oh,
yeah, Phil
two
Pott.
Of the best people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
you guys get a lot of that. You're one of our more popular, everybody likes you guests. Which is cool.
Yep.
We like you too.
I was going to say, wait
Jet,
a minute.
Two of the coolest people to ever step in the garage. Love them.
Jet. Jet's my
the
hero.
That's perfect, yeah. Craig,
absolutely
I got to say something.
My hero.
And I don't really know you, so I'm just going to.
That's good.
I'm not going to lie. I've known you for years. We worked together. You're one of those guys that's so nice that you get scared. Like, what's this guy want? What's up with him? You are so genuine, so nice that you're like, all right, there's something's got to go wrong. And you walk away going, God, what a really nice guy. And it's just want to say thank you for being sincere and being a good guy. Because there's a lot of jerks around,
well,
you know that.
Yeah,
life,
absolutely.
I'll
ask him like this. So
yeah,
I had to be on a mechanical and fab side with him, and it was always so easy to get along with him as a car chief. Because me being in my position where I was at RCR, you know, I wasn't like that. He was the easiest car chief. Well, you and Haney both. But, you know, some of them guys are like, they think that there's a trick of the week and you were
right.
never like that.
Right.
And you're always like, Warren, whatever you want to do, do. And we're good. And you're not a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You always respected what I was had to do. And I hope you think that I always respected what you had to do.
Sure.
No, you guys, absolutely. Everybody's got to deal with this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like.
You know the guy I'm talking about? Hey,
yeah.
I still work with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna move this here.
Right.
That's going to work.
We're going to move this here 100,000. And then we're going to move this here.
And the engineer's like.
And I'm going like. No, you're not.
Right. So that's the thing. It's not my job to.
Right.
Like,
you didn't micromanage
you.
Yeah.
If you're the speedway guy or the intermediate
right.
guy,
right.
you come up to me and say, hey, I gotta do something on this quarter panel. I'm like,
do it.
And I'm just going to make
get
sure.
Get out of the way. We got to get this thing wrapped. I got to get it on
yeah,
the truck.
I'm
going
to make sure it gets through tech and
right.
it doesn't fall apart.
Perfect.
You know?
So, how you guys have been in the sport? Let's I'm doing the quick math. 20 something years?
Yeah.
25,
I think.
Yeah.
So.
25 50,
years. 50 years of experience sitting
20,
here.
20, 60, go 80.
Not me, not you.
Well,
oh,
not
okay, oh, okay, there. Okay.
Not, let's not count us
oh,
as
okay.
a couple.
50. Yeah, that's definitely not us.
We're a couple of knobs.
Okay.
So, what's your game plan? Do you have just go till you pick one day, you're like, you know what, we're good?
No, I hope I can do it until you put me down.
Listen, I think every day I drive in to work and I'm like, today's the day I'm gonna get fired.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. And then when I leave, I'm like, whew, made it through another one.
Seriously, after all this time?
Totally. I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, I absolutely love what I do.
That
like,
helps. Okay, that's
like
gotcha.
There's just a ton of passion. Like every day I'm like, what can I do better?
Yeah,
like
good.
And so I'm always thinking, oh my gosh, today's and then you know the sport is changing.
Yep.
It went to a point where, you know, I was a tire specialist, but I also did the travel,
right.
not getting the travel, but organizing all that and did the front office stuff mm-hmm. in the Busch team. Then I was just a tire specialist, which you could do in the Cup Series
sure.
back then.
Yeah.
Then they shrunk the field, So you can't just be a tire specialist, which is fine because I do other things at the shop now, a lot of statistical analysis. But then now we're back to where you have to have just a tire guy. Like, you know, because you don't, that's basically
the only I'm almost the other way, Lisa, about not the, am I going to have a job at Dan? I'm like, man, I'm going in there. I'm telling him, I'm done. I'm over this. I gotta tell him this has got to change. Something's got to change. They're killing me. Yeah. You know, right. I mean, I'm a 56-year-old fabricator that I got to work like I'm 20.
Sure. You know, and that's okay. It means you still care.
That's what I like.
So when I was with Richard Chillis, Dave Hart, my predecessor, said every day I went in, I thought, this is the day I get fired. If you have that attitude, it's probably not healthy, but at the same time, you're
motivating.
Not taking anything for granted. Yeah. You're not strutting like, yep, I'm here. I'm good forever.
Oh, I never feel like
one
that.
One day they're going to go.
I'm either on one side of the fence or the other. Jesus, I'm getting canned. Or I'm going in here.
Do you need a psychologist? Because Lisa would be glad to talk to you.
I need a lot more.
You should go off camera, though.
Let's see. Doug, your dad says, Craig, tell them about what you said about not donating your life to racing.
Yeah, right.
What?
This is back. This is back
when you were a kid.
We're 100 years ago. 100 years ago. Okay.
And shit, probably 88, maybe.
Okay.
And building the first race car for my brother, and I was in high school, or just after high school, and you know, I had other things in my mind besides going racing.
Right. Yeah. Maybe engineering or something. Or
yeah. Right. Yeah. Thinking about engineering.
I don't know. Let him tell us, sir. This is closing up the show.
Plumbing? Selling?
So anyway, Dad would always have his cronies in the shop, in the garage, building this race car. Yeah. And I'd come home 8, 9, 10 o'clock, and he's like, where the H you been? Why aren't you out here building this race car? I said, I ain't going to let racing run my life. And I told him that like a half a dozen times. And
when you were 17.
So he reminds me that, hey, don't let racing run your life.
Oops.
Yeah, but it made your life.
Yeah.
You're right, exactly.
It's our life. It is our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Our lives.
Right. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys. Yep. Cheers, you guys.
Oops, sorry. I don't know if you're hey, and we appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
And great story. You're great people.
Cheers to all you guys.
And I can see why so many people like you. But with you, I can see, just talking tonight, why so many people just love having being around you.
Great history.
Yeah,
thank
great.
You.
Keep
thank
it
you.
Up.
Thank unsung heroes, great here.
Go win this week.
People have been doing this for 25 years.
We're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Go win.
Well, one of you, three, go win.
We should.
All right. Should we?
I feel like we should.
Yeah. You guys can fight about this.
Who do you like?
I mean, I
Chase?
Take any one of the four.
Sure.
Who do you like, Kevin or Eric?
Any one of them that can go win.
I like
them all.
Sure.
Our points are good, but I would like to see Blaine.
That's it. Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Thanks, everybody. Dick. Stay healthy, stay safe, everyone. And now we're going to end the video on purpose. Wow. Hey, another great show.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in.
We appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday night. And Warren, I think the guests we've had have been fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And the people that are following us, we appreciate it. We're reaching 42,000 people a month. Can you believe that? And we appreciate you watching. And
we're having fun. Hope everybody else enjoys it.
That's it. And it's just a fun show, a bucket of beer, guys sitting around talking about it. So keep tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out our store and everything. But we appreciate you people. And we will see you next week. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.